Blog Talk Radio.
Just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio, Believers in Christ. We just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. You're just waking us up and just want to glorify you. Everything that we do in this walk and everything that we do is important. So we just want to say thank you for sending Jesus and just protecting us and guiding us with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Yahshua, HaMashiach. Amen. How's everybody doing this good Sunday? Just wanted to start off by saying thanks again for listening to our old archives. Just keep listening and just have the word dwelling in you and your heart, because that's the only thing that's going to get you throughout this world, because temporarily money can only do so much. People can only do so much, but God can do everything. So just keep that in mind and have an open heart and just understand the gospel of what's going on, and have an open mind to scriptures and get a better understanding of what's happening in this world, because it's getting worse and people just don't know where to turn. And a lot of people just think they can do it themselves, but we have to understand that it's the Father, Jesus, who paves the way and what he already has done for us. And the ways of the world is just going to burn in the fire, but Jesus, he's eternal. So just wanted to share that with you before I get into the show. And if you want to send your prayers or your request to prayers or someone you know that needs prayers to doncase31@gmail.com, we would love to hear from you, me and Charles and Lammy Wood, and just continue to talk. And open up your hearts to see what's going on in this world, because the Bible is revealing itself as we speak. And there's a lot of things that us as Christians that have to do instead of just sitting down and standing up for righteousness, because the things that we're allowing to this world is, you know, our kids are at its worst, parents is even worse, and it's just all terrible right now, because there's no unity, or we don't have, we're not on the same plan or doing the same thing as, you know, what God wants us to do. We, you know, there's, I ain't gonna say we, but there's a lot of people who just choose the things to do of the world, and that is not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be under God, Jesus, and a lot of people's not on the same accord with situations and things like that. And that's what I want to discuss, is about don't let Satan stop you. Don't let nothing stop you into what you have to do for God. I mean, of course, there's going to be roadblocks, but it's not God's roadblocks, it's Satan's. So we have to understand, it's like, how do we go through? Well, you still keep pushing through. Even if you don't have nothing to push, you still pray. and you keep pushing. So, you know, we have to understand that, you know, we got to know that these barriers have to be broken. We just have to believe. I mean, the hand that we are dealt with now since Jesus came and a lot of other things is that we have to understand is that it's a lot easier now, believe it or not. It's just that Satan's worse. But the Father God, he made it easier for us now. Everything's in the Word and just believing and doing. You see what I'm saying? If you're getting good word from great pastors and stuff, you still have to follow through because you still have to develop a relationship with yourself. You see where I'm getting at? I mean, it's nothing wrong going on, you know, church on Sundays and things like that, but you yourself have to develop a relationship between you and God. That's only between you and God. People have to recognize that. It's just that don't get your relationship with God when you go to church with amongst a whole bunch of people. I mean, during out the day when you go to work or do anything else, you have to develop a strong bond and relationship that God shows you through a lot of things that people's not going to understand or see. So it's the relationship parts. I showed you, it may not sit good with other people, but you have to understand you can't let nothing stop you. What am I talking about? When I say don't let nothing stop you, I'm discussing about it could be good things in a sense that you maybe think is good, but God wants you to do something else. You see what I mean? Maybe you got that big promotion at the job or something else that you know that is like, wow, this is what I've been working for, but God showed you something different. You can't let nothing stop you to stop the plan that God has in store for you. And again, there was something else I wanted to share with you too as well, is that I heard a person I listened to, Irvin Baxter, he always says, when you pray for something and God tells you no, it's good. It's just as good as a yes. It's because he's not telling you no like you don't deserve it. He's telling you that no is that no, it's going to get you out of my will and this and that. So his no's is just as good as a yes, but you love it when he says yes to yes, of course. But the thing is what I want you to share with you is that you can't let nothing stop you. You can't. I mean, you honestly can't have nothing to get in your way. You have to understand is that, you know, there's things that we want to do and the gospel and there's businesses and clothes and cars that people want to get a part of. That's fine, but you have to seek the kingdom first. And you can't have nothing get in your way. So we have to understand is that our life is not always to start off in the first place. You know, most people are prideful in the sense of, well, I did it. I got my job. I did this. I did that. That's understandable. That's cool. But you have to understand that when God's will is it's life, eternity forever. I mean, it's better than what you could possibly fathom. So it's like, wow, you know, it's better than it. Yeah, it's way better. It may not feel that way, or you want the glitz and glamour of having all this luxury stuff, but God, he's going to give you all that. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy in that sense, but that stuff is going to be added on to you later. You see, that's going to be added on to later. Well, I ain't going to say later, it's just while you're seeking the kingdom. But, you know, there's different scenarios with different people. But I just want to activate the spiritual part of it in a sense of just knowing that God is going to take care of us, take care of you. So you can't let nothing stop you. Your parents, your mom, your dad, hey, maybe your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your kids, in a sense. It's because if you feel like you have to dwell on a situation that you know you need to be doing better, then that's not godly. I mean, that's not really trusting the Father. It may, you know, the ways of the world may look at you different, or your parents or your mom are like, why are you doing this? You know, you got kids. But if God really calls you to do something, you got to do it. It may not sit right with others, but you know what you have to do. That's a very hard statement. Well, that's a very hard thing to go through, is that knowing, that God has a lot in store for you, and you're just sitting there, and you know what you have to do. I mean, people understand, you know, I mean, and this is only for people who, well, this is for all, but for people who really is in tune with the Father, you know, and there's a lot of things that just don't set in people's hearts, but eventually you have to humble yourself. Humble yourself with this gospel. Humble, meaning submitting yourself to God. Humble, not like just chilling and be cool, and that has something to do with it. But humbling, just, you know, hear the word, hear scripture, and just read the scripture and let it dwell in you. I mean, that's humbling. What I'm getting at is, like, you read the scripture, sit there, and just meditate on it for, like, you know, 10 minutes without reading it even more. That's humbling, letting God speak to you when you read these scriptures, because these scriptures are not written by man. These are written by God. These are inspired by God. So there's a lot of things that we have to start doing and practicing different things. Now, excuse me. Another thing is what it's very hard for people to understand, and the point is getting people to understand, is that when someone tells you, how can I say it? When someone tells you that, you know, this is God-given and or whatever, or, like, what I'm getting at is, like, how can I say it? Try not to get off the wrong way. But what I'm saying is this. When you're out there doing the gospel and you're trying to do the best way you can and stuff, don't always look at other people's situations. You have your own situation, okay? And you might see somebody who's doing God's will and everything, and like, oh, God told me to do this, God told me to do that. But if you look at it scripturally, or you see it from a point of view of what God has shared with you, that's not always right, because that's what most Christians do, is that they'll be like, oh, God told me to get this guy, God told me to do this, and I'm successful, prosper, I have this, I have that. That's not always God's gospel. That's a lot of doings of them. You see what I'm saying? So don't put yourself in a position that thinking you have to be that person just as well. Oh, they got a right, they have a nice Rolls Royce, or they have this, they have that, they have all this going on for them. It's not always true. That's not always true. So don't get riled up. If you're, you know, just now listening, or you're just, you know, coming to Christ, there's not a way you should look to be a Christian. That's sad in my heart to share that with somebody that's listening, but being totally honest, that's not what a Christian is. It's not looking good and everything. I'm not saying he doesn't want you to look good, but what I'm talking about is having all this glitz and glamour and everything like that. There's nothing wrong with it. But what I'm sharing with you is that's not the Christian walk, okay? It's about love. It's about understanding. I mean, because when you see another person, like when you go to church and you feel out of place, that your clothes and your things doesn't feel lined up, like it's, you know, I don't dress like them, so I don't feel like I'm them. That's not Christ. That's what I'm here to share with you. That's what I'm here to tell you. So what am I saying? Don't let it stop you about Christ more. Now, if a Christian comes up and tells you, like, oh, well, you need to be like this, you need to be like that, that's not Christly. If they're not giving you godly words of the knowledge of Jesus or anything of the Bible, that's of their heart. All right? Don't let that stop you. That's the name of the show. Don't let that stop you. Like, man, well, these people at the church is up here thinking they're better than me, and I don't even want to learn. If this would have got to be a Christian, I don't want to be it. That's not true. Keep studying. Keep learning. There's something that got in you. God then showed you something to show you that he is true. That's not all the time. You have to keep studying. You have to keep opening your heart. Guide you to good churches or you know, to certain people who understand the gospel. Listen to the show. Listen to our old archives. You see what I'm getting at? Because that's where a lot of people get to stop, and it's because they get stopped and held in their tracks is because they don't see themselves as looking good as this Christian. Or whatever the case may be. Hold on. Excuse me, y'all. Sorry about that. But, or like, they don't feel like they know as much as them or anything. There's no levels to it. Christ wants everybody on the same accord, and we all go to heaven when you believe on Jesus. but they're not a true Christian if they keep, you know, keeping you out of, how can you say, out of sight, feeling like you can't come to their church because you're not this or you're not tithing like that. That's not of Christ. And that's why I'm in the show. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you. Jesus is of love in everything. The key is just knowing that, you know, there's, it's always going to get better. You're never going to be in the same situation forever. You have to recognize that. Us as Christians, that we have to share that with people who are struggling. If you're telling people what they need to do, of course they know what they need to do. Of course they know what they need to do, but the key is giving them gospel, giving them wisdom, giving them knowledge. You can give a person money, but you gotta put, you gotta put words to it. I mean, you gotta help that person, that woman, that man, that child. I mean, there's people that spiritually drought it and don't know what it is, so they just turn to the ways of the world for them to help them. But us as Christians, people who know about Christ, people who know the will, who know the way, we have to share that with them. I mean, of course, if someone's, you know, a drug addict or addicted to something, I mean, of course, they know what they have to do to stop. But you got to give them that gospel. You have to give them that word. The word gives life, and life is the word. That's Jesus. That's God. Everything falls into place perfectly once you start to understand the gospel and all these things. Excuse me. Once you start to understand all these things, it all lines up perfectly. It adds up perfectly. Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit. I mean, you, it's just amazing after a while where, you know, us as Christians is that watching it develop in front of our eyes, you know, and prayer, and the goal of it is telling somebody that there's always better. I mean, most people are negative, you know. They're like, well, you're gonna die. You're gonna this, you're gonna that. If you believe it, Jesus says it's gonna be on to you. That's why you speak love, you speak of life. That's where Jesus talks about, because once you believe, you know, if you think you're gonna die, well, you're gonna die. But if you think you're gonna live and have a prosperous life, you have to keep continuing to say it, speak it into existence, saying it into the spiritual realm and activate that. Because anything that we see in our faith has to happen spiritually first. And then, as you know, we see, and then it comes down. So I just wanted to share that with you. So don't let nothing stop you. Don't let Satan stop you in your tracks. Don't let nothing stop you. Nothing. You have to keep fighting. You got to keep going. I mean, it may seem hard, but the key is not worrying. If the situations they are worrying about it ain't going to make it better. So what else can you do? You have to cast your cares to the Father. You have to. I mean, what else can you do? The ways of the world, don't feel like you got to, you know, money can't solve everything. It's only temporary. I mean, that's why it stays here. There's nothing wrong with money, but us as Christians, we have to develop that. To move on faith. I mean, that's what pleases God, is moving on faith. You know, even myself, you know, I pray for more faith, you know, constantly, any chance I get. Pray for more faith. You can do it. The scripture says you can do it. Pray for more faith, knowledge, and understanding. On these things, that it activates you, it builds you more, you see? And I'm telling you, it's very revealing, and you can't let Satan get the best of you. And it's hard. It's hard. But this is the best time. Life is the best time to show God. I mean, you got to, you know, the strength, I mean, he said, my strength is in your weakness. So in a sense, it's just like, you know, when you're out there and you do the things of God, he's got you. He shows you. I mean, he shows you all through the Bible who he was constantly with. And he said, I want you just like I'm with them. And they did marvelous things. You can do the same as well. You have to believe it. Those people went through stuff too. King David, Solomon. I mean, they were just human. But you got to understand, nobody went perfect except for Yeshua. But other than that, we have to understand is that, of course, struggle's going to come, but the T is count it all joy. And I say it all the time, count it all joy. When you're going through trials and tribulations, count it all joy. Be happy because you know God's going to deliver you out of it like it's never happened before. Matter of fact, when you know if it's a situation that's going to come and embark, just keep praying on it. Take no thought of it. Cast your cares to Jesus, and he gives you peace. I mean, these things that we're talking about are very powerful. I mean, this ain't just no, you know, Dr. Phil, and there's nothing wrong with Dr. Phil, but I'm just saying in general. I mean, this knowledge that the Father gives us, we have to activate it and speak it to existence. Practice it daily. You can't stop. Don't practice it when you feel like you can practice it. Do it. That's how Satan, you got to understand, Satan does not rest. He does not rest. He sits there and watches you like the angels. You know, the angels, just as well as the angels is around you, Satan's there. Just waiting. Just sitting there waiting. But when you speak those things to existence, when you get that gospel, when you say the things of Jesus, he flees. He can't stay around. He can't hear too much of that. Just like people. Sometimes when you talk of love and things like that, they're like, man, you're too nice or you're too cool. I got to go. Hey, it's in people too. Demons is in people too. You know, when you're trying to change your life, it's like, oh, man, you're trying to change. If you're trying to change for the better and someone's trying to stop you from it, you need to leave them alone. I could care less who it is. I could care less. Because that shows you where your true friends or your true loved ones or whatever. I mean, this gospel is coming. It's starting to, God said, I'm going to pour my spirit on all flesh. I mean, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people who's getting more and more of the Bible and dividing yourself because the time is coming. Who are you with? I mean, simple as that. You know, you sheep or goat. And I want you to choose life, but I can't make you choose anything, you know. We have to understand that this word is a choice. It shows you where everything comes from, where it dwells at, and everything. Now, I was like, okay, this is it, but I can't make you pick. I can't choose. I can't make you choose. Choice is yours. God wants you to choose life. He wants you to understand the great fruits of what he has in store for you. You know? This word is solid. It's every day. Dwells in you. Dwells in me. But when we activate the word, it can change nations. So what do? Practice, practice, keep practicing. Stay in prayer. Helping people. God sees it all, but don't let nothing stop you. If you couldn't make us a church, make church. Church is not a building. Call a friend. Talk about the gospel. Build. What's going on is very spiritual. Very spiritual. And if you're not spiritually in tune, you're open for deception. And I'm not saying, oh, I didn't know that. Well, you should know it. God's a spirit. Satan's a spirit. So you have to pray for the protection, the blood of Jesus on us. You know? So again, just want people to have the best understanding possible of this gospel. Because this is it. It's not even a debate anymore. You know, I usually debate with people and tell people, ah, this and that, God, that's not going to get nowhere. Especially as a Christian. We need, it's a quick pat, excuse me, quick passing this precious, casting this precious word into swine. It's because it's, you know, this word is precious, but if people don't want to listen to it, you know, wipe your hands clean, dust your feet, and go on to the next person who wants to hear it. Because this word changes lives. Some people's already spiritually, you know, messed up and want to believe what they want to believe. But that's a choice that they make. It might be a loved one. It may be somebody. that I'm telling you now, the ways of the world are way worse, and you can't protect yourself from it, from yourself. You can't just be like, oh, well, I got it. You know, I can handle it from here. No, not true. Not scripture. You need Jesus. That's how it was all set up. There's no other way around it. There's Satan. There's angels. There's Jesus. And there's a whole bunch of spiritual wars going on right now as we speak. The only thing that's going to deliver you is the gospel. I seen a thing, too, on YouTube. This man, he said he worked, you know, he was a devil worshiper. And he did a lot for Satan. And, you know, the thing is like when I see these things, there's no really no reason for people to lie, you know, me personally. You know, he was discussing a whole bunch of things like how he will go to, you know, clubs and he'll see certain Christians at a club or a bar or just something or what he would do. You know, he knew what he was doing the whole time, you know. But he said what he could not touch is when people are praying. He says you can't touch it. He said he'll go to bed and spiritually his spirit will be all over the city. He'll be trying to do demonic things and stuff like that. Now it sounds funny for people who are like, man, what are you talking about? You sound crazy. Hey, he wasn't really doing that. Well, I can't explain, you know, something spiritual to somebody whose mind is not even open to it. So you really can't explain that to that person. You see what I'm saying? If you don't believe it, then I don't know what else to tell you. It's just that your mind hasn't been open towards it. But anyway, he was talking about he was going through cities and towns and stuff like that. And he was riling up people's spirits to do evil things. But one thing he could not do, he could not touch, is just that when people are praying to Jesus, when they're sitting there praying, he said he had to flee. That's the protection. So I just want you to know, if you're not spiritually in tune with the Father, get to it. Because this Bible is 85% spiritual. You know, I mean, other than the wisdom and the power and everything, but majority of it is spiritual. Just wanted to share that. But again, just knowing that there is something spiritual that is attacking us and you don't even know it. I mean, money can't solve it. Your mom, your dad, medicine, nothing. There's something spiritually attacking you and me. The only thing that's going to protect you is the Bible, is the Word of God, the prayer. I mean, that should sit different in your heart. I mean, if you don't think you're being spiritually attacked. Oh, I'm fine, I'm healthy, I'm this, I got this, I mean, I'm cool. Well, that's how Satan deceives you. That's how Satan spiritually attacks you. He'll do something. He'll do something to your car or your house. Oh, well, I'll go ahead and patch it up, fix it. Boom, you fix it. But another piece of your house gets messed up. No, well, you know, just bad luck, if you want to call it that. Boom, fixes it. Then all of a sudden, your child says, oh, well, you know, he was outside too long, this and that, boom. But you never want to admit defeat with Satan. That's one thing I noticed with people is that they know, like, they think it's just ways of life. You know, like when you're talking to a person who really doesn't believe, it's like they want to just be like, ah, well, nah, it ain't that. The doctor told me this. No, no one wants to admit that there is a Satan in that that he is spiritually trying to get to. No one, I mean, for a carnal person, I mean, people, I'm just talking for people in general, they just want to give it to the world, like, ah, yeah, no, it ain't that. It wasn't Satan. It was me. But then after a while, when things start getting worse and worse, it's like, hey, hold up, something is going on. Something is coming at me. Something is drilling at me. I'm like, hold on, this is unnatural. This is not, this is supernatural, what's going on. And I'm here to tell you, it's Satan. But the only thing that's going to protect you is Jesus. It's the only thing. It's like, well, what do? I got to pray to Jesus every day. Yeah. It's not a cry for help or nothing. This is where our body, this is what, you know, this is what we come from. We come from God. Satan didn't make us. We come from Jesus. We come from God. We come from all these things. This is where you should have been in the first place, you know. But this way, I mean, of course, it takes time. It don't take overnight. You know, I just wanted to share that with you. It takes time. It takes time. But once you understand and once you recognize these things as what's going on, don't be afraid. Jesus says, don't be afraid. It's been here before you. It's going to be here after you. Well, until we hit the millennial reign, but that's different. But it's just knowing the peace that Jesus has for you is the best feeling in the world. Nothing will happen to you. I mean, listen to that promise. Listen to that covenant. So, I mean, God says, I have a covenant with you. I make sure nothing will happen to you. I have a promise. If you stay in my law, stay in my commandments and everything, I make sure nothing will happen to you. Nothing. Yeah, there's going to be things and issues that's going to happen, of course. But what I'm getting at is, in a sense of he's going to deliver you, that the world can happen. I'll do marvelous things that people ain't going to understand. Think about it like that. That's a guy that we praise. That's and it's free. It don't cost money. None of that stuff costs money. None of this costs money. It's free. It's free. All of it's free. Like, what I got to do? Just submit yourself. Humble yourself. The best thing, I think it's daily word. That is a true statement. The best things in life are free. Satan puts money on it. Even people in the church put money on it. That's not true. You got to keep studying. You know? And when you submit yourself, all things to Satan will flee from you. So don't let it stop you. I wanted to share that with you. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let none of it get in your way. So how do you avoid it? Avoid it from happening again is the word. Things are going to happen because of the ways of the world. But the key is knowing you're going to overcome it. God doesn't put you in a situation. That's not scriptural. It's just the ways of the world. I mean, it's just going to come around. You know, it's going to rain. Can't stop it from raining, so you got to sit in the house. But what do? To shelter yourself? You stay in the house. But what do you shelter yourself spiritually when something happens? You shelter yourself with the Word of God. Oh, I've been through this situation before. Count it all joy. Pray on it. Fast on it. Speak in tongues on it. I usually speak to my aunt. She's not around right now. Let me go ahead and speak to somebody who I know. Oh, it may hurt. It may hurt. It's going to hurt. You know? And Jesus came to say to overcome it. There's a will, there's a way. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So again, don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. The force that you have, I mean, you got to understand, if God is with you, who could possibly be against you? If God says I'm with you, who could possibly be against you? It may look good for that person for the moment, but it's just temporary. There's no reign of an evil person that lasts as long unless God allowed it. If someone's against you and you're with the Word of God, trust me, that person's already, you know, defeated. Not to say you'll go up and hurt them. I'm not saying that. If people are against you, trying to tell you you can't do this and you can't do that, or certain Christians make you feel like you have to be this way to be Christian, that is not scriptural. Those actions are already men, that's from their heart. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let a teacher, don't let nobody say you can't do it. If it's in God's will, he'll give it to you. He'll grant it to you. Just seek the kingdom. Keep studying that word. Find out your will. The only way you know your will, unless God showed you. Don't tell nobody. I ain't going to say that, but nobody can't really tell you your will. Like, well, I think your will is this. I think it's rapping, or I think it's seeing. Not always true. It's not always true. You better find out for yourself. That will is the will, too. So, again, not to give you this understanding of what the Father has shared with me to give to you, I want you to understand is that prayer can get you through a lot of situations. And you can't, another thing is that you cannot feel like this is how it's supposed to be done. That's the problem with most people and Christians in itself. It's because their outcome has to line up for what they think it is, and that's not always true. You'd be very surprised where that next dollar may come from, or you're trying to, like, say you need a bill paid or whatever the case may be. And you're like, well, it's got to come through this because this is the only channel that, no. God has a person you ain't seen in years drop off $400 to you. Like, you know what? God told me to give you this. So don't worry about it. Just know that it's coming. We are all dealt with faith. Everybody. But the key is trying to activate it. How do you activate it? Keep listening to the word of God. Keep listening. Keep listening. Let it grow in you. It's not like, oh, I just read it and then go out. No, let it dwell in you. Read a few scriptures and just sit there for like 10 minutes and think about it. That's like God talking to you. That is God talking to you. Excuse me. So again, just don't let nothing stop you. Something goes wrong or whatever, just say forget it, you know. Push it to Jesus. He's going to return you peace. Hey, it's going to be something better. The only thing, faith is temporary. Jesus is forever. Always remember that. You can't go through situations all the time bad and just keep pointing the fingers and things like that. You got to know Jesus is going to deliver you. And that's what this show is for, is to give you a better understanding. Let you know that these things that we have come upon and this time that we're coming upon is studying, revelation. It's getting revealed. This Bible is getting revealed. I don't care. If you don't believe it or not, it's getting revealed. So you can't deny that. You're like, hold up. This thing has been written over 2,000-3,000 years ago? Yes. And it's talking about times of today. And it's so exact, or whatever the case may be. But us as Christians, we have to activate this people for the people who are lost. And again, all Christians ain't the same, you know, or people who think they're Christians ain't Christians. You know, you got KKK members calling themselves Christians. We know that's a lie. You got people who go to church every Sunday, but they don't show no love. That's a lie. It's the fruit of that person. That's how you know if that person is the Christ. It's the love, the compassion you give. Are they condemning you or are they giving you knowledge? You know? Are they condemning you or are they giving you knowledge? Are they giving you understanding about Jesus? Are they trying to help you to be the next person, the best person you can possibly be? Is that person changing? You got to look at a person's fruit. You have to. And there's just so much going on, and that it's very hard to see who's right, who's wrong. You can't do it with your own thinking. God knows what that person is. Matter of fact, he knows who that person is going to be later on and everything. Only the Father. But don't do it for your own benefit. You know, just to to rag on somebody, but that's something different. But what I'm getting at is, if you're spiritually trying to do right with the Father, stay in the Word of God, and He will guide you. Don't ask questions. All the answers are in the Bible. Literally, they are. If there's something that you don't understand, I'm telling you, you have to go back and pray on it. He will reveal it to you if you're willing. And I just want you to understand is that don't let nothing stop you. Don't let these people, money, don't feel like you ain't got enough money to do something. Just do it. I mean, what I'm talking about is like, don't let nothing stop you from God's will. That's what I'm discussing about. Don't let nothing stop you in that, bro. Don't let nothing stop you. That's what Satan wants. He's a doubt. You ain't going to do it. You may do it. That's who he is, you know? So, that's the, maybe, hold up. My brother calling in. Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing, man?
Yeah, not too bad. Sorry about that. Kind of
no, you're fine. I was just sitting here discussing. I know. No, it's pretty cold here, man. It's like 0 degrees. Yeah, it's cold. It's cold, man. But you know, I was discussing a few things about I named the show "Don't Let Nothing Stop You." You know, for what God has to do for you. And I was just really discussing about how powerful God's word is and Satan's plan to devour you. And I was just, you know, like when people are putting, I was just really discussing about people in situations and thinking it's God doing it, but it's really Satan. But the key is that God sent Jesus for us to overcome these obstacles. You know what I mean? It's overcoming. You know, just knowing that, you know, you should already be spiritually prepared for whatever the case may be. You see what I mean? So that's the main, that's what I was discussing about the Bible, is that overcoming these situations and people don't know which way is up, but you know, and I just want to know if you wanted to add on to that, just basically, like when a situation comes, people go run to, you know, people run to the ways of the world or money or they feel like they have to do it this way, but God has already delivered you from it, you know?
Right.
So I didn't know if you wanted to add on with that.
Yeah, it's, excuse me, pardon me, I'm trying to get my bearings here and get me ready to leave. Yeah, it's really important to realize, like you said, that it's Satan. If there's something that goes up, if there's something that goes against the grain of God, or if there's something that goes against what you have to do for God, it's Satan, and he hides himself in three ways, right? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So if you see yourself doing these things, you know, you have to stand back and see, you know, what really God is trying to say towards you or how to counteract Satan in these ways, you know, in these ways. It's very important. And it's funny, you talked about staying on track. Looking, you know, it's really hard sometimes to look ahead because we're always thinking of now. Our body has five senses, right? Our five senses are present. It's right now. You see something now, but you feel something now. Just like you said, it's 0 degrees, right? It's cold, ain't it?
Right.
But as we know, as we go through different seasons, it's going to get warmer, right? There's going to be good days. So, just as Christ said to Peter when he was walking on water, And then he started to think after, you know, Peter, after Christ had come, when he saw him walking on water, he wanted to be with him. And so he did walk on water, right? Very briefly. But when he took his eyes off of Christ, he started to think. So that's how we have to be in the body of Christ. God wants us to do
right.
certain things. We have our will. We know that there's certain things that God wants us to do. And then you have all the basic stuff, right? Continue to study the Word of God, continue to do these things. But God has a will. In 1 John, God has a will for everybody. And if you don't know that will, then you're not trying hard enough, because it's very easy to get your will from God. I'm not talking about the basic stuff. I'm talking about the basic, I'm talking about the things that God wants you to do as a person, you personally, right? So you're totally right. We need to
right.
continue to focus. Continue to focus, you know, at the what's ahead of us. And actually that changed your whole perception, because most people are going through bad things. People are going through bad things, and it's sad, and we have a lot of things in this world, sickness and war and your job, and it could be anything, money. I mean, my goodness, money, your job, and sickness. If you can combat those three, in general, you're doing pretty darn good, right? But let's
Correct.
Not have pride.
Right.
Let's not have pride set in. If you have a lot of money, you don't have a disease, you have a good relationship, maybe with your spouse or with your boyfriend or girlfriend, don't think that Satan's not working on you, right? So you got to continue to keep your eye on that goal, and that's really important. That's
right.
That's really good. And even in the absence of those things, you know, if things are going wrong, you know, or whatever, as it relates to money and all these things, you know, hopefully we should continue to understand and focus on Christ.
Correct, man.
But yeah,
that's right. Because no, I didn't cut you off, but like, yeah, and I was discussing that too as well. Is that, you know, situations will come. It's not that God makes it come. It's just that that's the ways of the world. But what trumps it is the Word of God. I mean, the Word is life, and life is the Word, and once we understand that, again, when we activate that, you know, when you activate that faith, it's like, you know, how do I activate my faith? It's just keep listening. Keep hearing the Word of God. You have to keep continuously to renew your mind on and embark on what's next. You see what I'm saying? And that's how you overcome these situations. And remember, we always discuss about Matthew 6, about worrying. Is that you're not going to make the situation better while you worry. So let's just get worrying out of our minds and just cast it to Jesus, because the situation is there. It's there. So how do you go about it? It's just speak words, speak it into existence. Speak positive about it, even if it's bad. Jesus is going to handle it. It's there. You see what I mean? Overcoming it, giving it a word, giving it life. Speak it to existence. Like, I know the Father's going to deliver me out of it and do the things of Him, humbling to myself, walking in faith, and then that's that. I mean, you have to understand that this word is not the ways of the world. This word is for the impossible. I mean, people doesn't look at it that way, but I mean, there's majority of the things, and it's very spiritual as well. So when you're discussing these things about the gospel and God and everything like that, you got to understand it's not going to happen the way you think it's going to happen. It's going to happen the way God's going to make it happen. But you just have to sit back and just have faith and don't dwell on it and just keep seeking the Word of God. I mean, that's just as simple as that, you know. But, I mean, it does get hard, you know. Again, like when you're praying, don't be frustrated. I remember you told me that a while ago. God doesn't answer prayers that, you know, kind of forceful in the sense of yelling at Him or whatever the case may be. And You have to have an open heart. And, you know, he knows your frustration. He knows it. But just don't let it stop you. Don't let that stop you. You know, and again, earlier before you called in, I was discussing about if a person, you know, comes to Christ or whatever, and they see, you know, let's say the average Christian or just a real prospering church, and they see a person in a nice suit and tie or whatever the case may be, don't make it feel like you have to be like that person. Or if they tell you this is what it is, and then if you're not like, if you don't dress like me or be like me, then you're not a Christian. Don't let that stop you. That's a fight amongst itself. And that's how, you know, most people shy away from Christianity. It's because of Christians. And that's the weird part about it, you know. And as I'm learning that, is that I can see it. You know, I'm a Christian myself, and I practice it, but it's really people who doesn't really understand Christ. They respect the religion of it, and that's not Christly. You know what I mean? And a lot of them is more of a business sound and things like that. But that's not Christ. That's not Jesus. So again, don't let that stop you. You know, God then shows you something, not that person. You know, but again, stand in the Word. Let God dwell in you and open up your spiritual eye with these things. So that's what we have to do to us as Christians, is to get this, you know, to get this gospel out for the lost. You know. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
I think Charles. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I put you on mute. My bad.
No, you too. No problem. But, yeah, so that was just mainly what I was discussing. So it's just, so if you're out there, you know, listening, and hopefully that's just, this message was towards you, just activate it, y'all. I mean, the love that God has for us is just impactful. You can't even just, you can't fathom how much he honestly loves you. I mean, you think your grandma or your mom loves you. Imagine that times a thousand. You know, and he does. I mean, he gives you life, and he loves you that much to, you know, that things is going to mess up and things ain't going to be the best way. But I'm just really sharing this spiritual fruit with you, is that pray for more faith and do not let nothing stop you. Do not. So, again, just wanted to share that with you. Just keep listening to our old archives. Charles, is there anything else you want to add it before we go?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, let's continue to look forward. And the thing is about the dressing up, it's really good that you had mentioned that. A church should make you feel comfortable regardless of what you wear, you know. And
right.
I think that's an important part, too, you know. Some people... You know, I go to churches where they're really dressed up, or go to churches where they're really laid back. And it just seems like, you know, church I went to in Boston, you know, you just got to be careful. You want to make people feel comfortable, you know, and that's a very good point, Donald. And even the Bible says, come as you are, right? So, I mean, there's times... and a place for etiquette, of course, you know, as far as acting. The Bible didn't say much about, I mean, when it comes to dressing up, and it doesn't focus on that at all. It's where your heart is. I think that's a very good point, you know. It's really
important
to open heart with God. And it all stems from the heart, but you're totally right. I just wanted to add that. That was very good. Very good insight.
That's correct, man. So if you don't mind, can you lead us out in prayer? And
Sure.
As we close the show.
Yeah, okay. Let's bow our hearts. Heavenly Father, we continue to strive to do the things that's right in your eye. As we know that this terrible world as Satan is the prince of the air. We try to do good as everyone's nature is sinful, but we do have a new nature in Christ. So let us continue to pray and walk in unity in the body of Christ, continue to learn from each other, and continue to do the things of God, striving every day to do your will and what you want us to do in this world, Father. As we continue to go down here, we pray for the sick. There's many sick, and the Bible, it mentions to pray for the sick and the shut-in and the people who need to get out and to do the things of God. And we also pray for the peace of Israel, Father. In Psalms 122, as King David oversees the first true king of Israel, as he said, pray for the peace of Israel in this tribulous times. As we continue to walk in faith and to do the things of God and your will, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, man, for calling in the show, man. Hopefully you enjoy your service as well. And for out there, for people who just don't know, we just want you to understand that the show is in love, and we want to give you a better understanding on this gospel, and everything that we say is truly inspired by the Father himself, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And none of this is that we take no pride in what we do, and that we know we're working for the Father, and he dwells in us and works through us. So I just wanted to say thank you in that. And again, just keep tuning in. There's a lot ahead of us that we need to prepare for. And like you said before, Charles, God wants us to have an edge in this world, and then he gave us the Bible. And that right there is enough information to know what's going to happen in the end, whether you're a believer or not. But once you're in tune, and once you stay in the gospel, once you're in tune yourself, once you activate that on the inside, he can show you from the ins and outs of everything, of your situations and the worldly situations. So again, we just continue to pray for Israel, and God bless everybody, and stay in love. And we'll be coming back at you soon. In the name of Yahshua, amen. Love you, bro, man.
Amen.
I'll holler at you later.